You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Okay, so Adam's just joined us now. Adam, as host of Demo Factor 2014, it was a good atmosphere out there tonight, wasn't it?
It was. I've said this in our debrief backstage. I thought the first half was absolutely exquisite. In my opinion, the standard tonight was a lot stronger than we've had forever. So therefore, the mentality is obviously changing within the student, and the quality is obviously increasing within student radio. A lot of people didn't fully understand what was going to go on, which kind of added to the atmosphere, that little bit of intrepidation. As they got more alcohol in their systems in the second half, I felt like I was in a football crowd, which I enjoyed even more. But all in all, I thought they were absolutely brilliant, and I think it's tried and testament to the judging panel and the actual thing in itself, the way that it's been put together, that the crowd called for more at the end. Like, when we ran out of time, we have to go, you know, that's the way it works. And I think it's fantastic that demofactor.com is now available, so therefore a lot of young people can upload their demos and get industry feedback on a regular basis rather than just the one hit, which has been for my all involvement for the last 4 to 5 years of Demo Factor. So I think that's a great addition that we've got now. Student radio has increased in quality tenfold since I started. Like, the first one that I got involved with was at Leeds, and now the quality that I'm witnessing through just that demo situation is 10 times better than what we saw in Leeds.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.